Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And this is part two of a lesson we saw before about PowerPoint.
Yeah, a very well received lesson, if we do say so ourselves. You guys had a lot of great comments.
Yeah.
A lot of extra do's.
Yeah, extra do's. And so today we're talking about the don'ts.
The don'ts.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, so for those of you who have not listened to part one,
mm-hmm.
First of all, you probably should listen to part one.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, we basically talked about the things you should do
mm-hmm.
to make better PowerPoints.
Right. So today we've got six tips that you should not do.
You should not do. These are things you don't want to do.
So why don't we take a listen?
Why don't we?
Last week, we looked at some PowerPoint do's. Today, let's take a look at the don'ts. Number one, don't overuse special effects. Use sound, animation, and other effects to emphasize major points, but don't let them become distracting. Number two, don't use too many words or include non-essential information. Number three, avoid hard-to-read color combinations, such as red-green, brown-green, blue-purple. Aim for high contrast between the background and text. Number four, after you've created your slides, don't forget to go back and edit. Take out sentences and replace them with keywords and phrases. Number five, don't include slides you can live without. Number six, don't make it too long. Cut your presentation by as much as half so that your slides are streamlined.
Okay, guys, so we just listened to six tips about things you should not do.
That's right. And mm-hmm. in the first tip, we learned not to overuse special effects.
Right, overuse. Now, you can probably see right there, we've got the prefix over and the word use.
Right. So mm-hmm. just don't do it too much.
Right. We often use this prefix over to mean do too much.
Right. Or just too much, right? Like
yeah, exactly.
At the airport, maybe your luggage is overweight.
Overweight, yeah. Or if something is really delicious, you might overeat.
Oh, yeah. In any case, we're going to put this into today's grammar section.
Yes,
And our grammar sections are actually, you know, not only are they fun, but they're also kind of useful. So there's no way that you could overread.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't overdo
it. You can't overdo it in our grammar section, that's for sure. Now, back to the text for mm-hmm. a second. We're not overusing special effects.
Right. So special effects, if you like movies with some of this CGI or like lasers and spaceships, they have special effects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like just things that are not really there that make it look better, like animation.
Oh yeah, so animation is a really great one. Basically, animation just means, you know, using moving pictures, right?
Yeah, exactly. Decorations in your PowerPoints, things that look pretty, but they might be distracting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Things like, you know, cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
Not really comic books, but yeah, just any kind of, all of these Disney
movies. Animation, right? Like, there are a lot of Disney movies where they use real people.
Yes.
You could call those live action movies.
Yeah.
But most of the, you know, the biggest Disney movies have been their animation.
Yeah, Toy Story. Frozen.
Well, even going back, you know, like Snow White was the first, you know, animated movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing, really.
Yeah, so PowerPoint has a lot of these great animations and other effects to make your PowerPoint more interesting.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And so basically what they're saying here is, you know, you want to use these things.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want to overuse them. So use them to emphasize major points.
Yeah, but if you overuse them, then they become distracting.
Right.
Yeah. So distracting.
Distracting. Yeah. What were we talking about?
Oh, wait, what?
Something that is distracting, it means that it will take your focus away.
Yeah, you like lose your attention.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like obviously teachers don't like when students play with their phones in class.
Yeah, the phones are distracting and the students become distracted.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is almost everything these days is really, really distracting.
Yeah.
So it's so easy to become distracted.
Yeah, there are so many distractions in this in the world these days. So take a look at this word. This will be in our expansion, so you can see some more examples of that word.
All right.
Okay, so on to number two here. One thing you don't want to do, and this could be also distracting, don't use too many words and don't include non-essential information.
Okay, so essential basically means the things that you need.
Yeah, you need absolutely important things. And we use this, again, prefix to make it the negative form, right? Non-essential.
Right.
So other words that use non, like non-fat milk.
There's so many, right?
Thousands, yeah.
Yeah. Non-fiction.
Non-fiction,
I see some books, so I'm thinking, oh, there's fiction, and there's non-fiction.
Yeah. Some, restaurants are non-smoking.
Oh, yeah.
So, this can be used in so many words.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, number three. Mm-hmm. This is one that, not only applies to PowerPoint, mm-hmm. but also should apply to posters, websites.
And also, sometimes you got to think about this when you're putting on your clothes.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Avoid hard-to-read color combinations.
Okay, so color combination is going to be a pretty common chunk or collocation.
Yeah, color combination. So if you're doing any kind of visual design or design, you need to think about which colors look good with other colors.
Right, so that's the combination, right? You're combining two colors together, mm-hmm. and some colors look really good together.
And others don't.
They don't, mm-hmm. right? They really don't.
Right. So, for example, we see here red, green.
Mm.
So, if you have a green background, that means it's the back part, the background, and red writing, it's hard to read.
It's hard to read.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, what you should do is aim for high contrast.
Okay. So, aim makes me think about, somebody has a bow and arrow or a gun or something and wants to shoot that target. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we use this like you said for hunting. You're aiming, you're trying to achieve something and you have a target.
Yes.
It's like your goal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so things you can aim for if you're going on a trip or traveling, you want to arrive there by 3 p.m. Oh, we're aiming to be there by 3 p.m.
Right. So it doesn't have to be only for hunting
killing, exactly,
right? We often use this word when we're talking about our own goals or plans.
Yeah, the companies aim for, big profits.
Sure. Yeah. You could even say aim less.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
he's aimless.
He's aimless,
He aimlessly walked through life.
He has no goals.
He has no goals, right? Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, of course, if this person we are talking about is trying to improve their PowerPoints, then this person would know that they should be aiming for high contrast.
Right. So contrast, you may have seen this word. We use it. It's very similar to the word compare. Similar idea. Just things that look different, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So contrast, I mean, we were talking before about red and green.
Right.
Another example we had here was blue and purple.
Right.
And, actually blue and purple, they look pretty similar sometimes.
Yeah. So it may be hard to read because they don't contrast.
Right. Whereas black and white, they contrast perfectly.
Yeah. So you can use this as an adjective, contrasting colors. Mm. So you want to aim for high contrasting colors. And you can also use it as a verb. These do not contrast.
Right. Yeah. So here we have it as a noun, right? Just the contrast.
Yes.
And you'll see this a lot on cameras.
Cameras, absolutely.
Photo software on your computer. You can change the contrast.
Yeah, even when you're comparing two things, like, let's contrast cats and dogs.
Oh, yes. Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, yeah. And an adjective you can use with that is sharp contrast. Very good contrast, high contrast.
If you're a good photographer.
Yes. Right. So on to number four now. And this is after you've created your slides. Go back and edit.
Yeah. Well, this I think this rule could, be applied to anywhere in life.
Pretty much. Yeah, yeah. And just a quick note, if you didn't hear part one, slide, this is just a basic word. It just means your picture on your, you know, your PowerPoint presentation picture.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So, okay, so edit just basically means to change.
Yeah, to change, to make a change, to make it, you're making it better.
You're making
course.
It better, yeah.
Improving, yeah.
Usually there's a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. So this is often used for things like, you know, essays, films, anything that you're making, really. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I mean, we have a great editor,
yes,
who helps us with our mistakes.
Yeah, because we, you know, you may think we talk so well and never make mistakes, but we do all the time.
So yeah, big thanks to our editor Kelly there.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Another word we get from this is edition.
Oh, right.
Like when you edit something, you make a new edition of a book.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just to be fair here, and just to be clear, like, for example, Connor could write something that has no mistakes,
right?
Zero grammatical mistakes. Mm-hmm. But an editor could still look at it and think like, oh, you know, this could be shorter. Yeah. This could be longer.
Yeah. Right. So it's not just about grammar.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, or spelling mistakes. All right. Let's go to number five then. This is a great expression. You don't want to include slides that you can live without.
Okay. So what are things you can live without, guys? Can you live without your phone?
Yeah.
Could you live without water?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a great expression. This reminds me of a kind of a funny expression that we say sometimes. Oh, we don't really mean it, but it's, you know, when we talk about women, men can't live with them, but can't live without them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say can't live with them, can't kill them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's from a movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can use this expression when you give something up that you don't need.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, like I can live without coffee.
Yeah, and even just like in a daily conversation, like if we are trying to decide together how to do something, you know, I could say, well, I can live without this.
Yeah.
You know, meaning like it's acceptable that it's not there.
Yeah.
But don't forget, guys, there are also things that you can't live without.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's go on to number six then. Now this is super important. Don't make your presentation too long.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, guys, don't make any presentation too long.
Yeah. Usually when you first write a rough draft of something, like your first edition, it's going to be too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Humans like to talk.
We do. We really do. You guys know that about us. Yeah. We know that about you guys who leave the comments.
Yeah.
We all like to do it. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole point here is that we are trying to do something here. And what we're trying to do is called streamlining something.
Right. Yeah. So the people listening, they don't want to hear too much. They just want it to be easy and it to be smooth. Like the conveying your message, it should be smooth.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the word flow before.
Flow. Yes. Yeah.
Right. So when something something that does flow is a stream, which is a
stream.
Small river.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And this word comes from, like, I think of swimmers or even sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sharks flow through the water very smoothly. They're very streamlined.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can think about, you know, effectiveness.
Yeah.
We can think about ease.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. We can think about... you know, so many efficient also comes to mind.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, if your presentation is too complicated and it doesn't have a good flow, like natural, comfortable flow, it's not streamlined and you should make it more simple, make it smoother.
Right. And this kind of relates back to number four, right? About the editing.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, it all really comes down to editing.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are some things you often find streamlined?
Yeah, streamlined. Well, I just think of, you know, the first thing I think of is, you know, a system, like in a company, or the way a company works. Oh, that company is so streamlined.
Yeah, well, it could be, you know, like communication within the company, right? We only communicate by, you know, WeChat or whatever.
Yeah.
But it also could be production.
Yeah.
If you are making something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Apple is, you know, they obviously know how to make phones.
Yeah.
They have very streamlined production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very efficient. Exactly. Okay, well, why don't we listen to those six don'ts one more time?
All right.
Last week, we looked at some PowerPoint do's. Today, let's take a look at the don'ts. Number one, don't overuse special effects. Use sound animation, and other effects to emphasize major points, but don't let them become distracting. Number two, don't use too many words or include non-essential information. Number three, avoid hard-to-read color combinations, such as red-green, brown-green, blue-purple. Aim for high contrast between the background and text. Number four, after you've created your slides, don't forget to go back and edit. Take out sentences and replace them with keywords and phrases. Number five, don't include slides you can live without. Number six, don't make it too long. Cut your presentation by as much as half so that your slides are streamlined.
Okay, guys, over the past couple of lessons, we have talked about PowerPoints.
Yeah.
We have talked about how to make good PowerPoints. Of course, Connor and I have used many PowerPoints in our lives.
Yeah.
We've also had to watch and look at, you know, many bad PowerPoints, right?
Yeah, and you may not think of it when you're looking at it, but if you really stop and think about, is this PowerPoint really helping?
Yeah.
Yeah, oftentimes they don't.
They don't, yeah. Right? I mean, I remember in university, like that was kind of, I think, when PowerPoint was really taking off.
Yeah.
And like so many professors would want to use them.
Yeah.
Not just professors, but also students who want to give presentations.
Yeah.
But I always thought, well, this is dumb. Like, I can give a much better presentation with just like writing some words on the board and occasionally pointing to the word.
Right.
And it's just much better because those other slides are so distracting.
They're distracting, yeah. PowerPoint is meant to be visual. And some of the best PowerPoints presentations that I've seen only had like one word on the screen.
Yeah. Well, think about even like we talked about Apple before, but think about like Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
His presentations were really just pictures.
Yeah, pictures.
Words, you know, simple words.
They're simple. And they were so streamlined.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they flowed naturally. Yeah.
Could you imagine if a guy like Trump,
you
know, would use a PowerPoint, you know?
I don't think it'd be very good.
I don't think it would be very good because, you know,
too much information.
He doesn't have that you know, streamlined. Well, he has a different way of thinking, I guess.
Yeah, a different way.
And nobody would ever be able to edit that.
Right, because he would just get angry.
He would just get angry.
Oh, no, it's better like this.
Yeah, tremendous.
Tremendous.
Okay, guys, so what do you think about part two, the don'ts of PowerPoint?
Yeah, and the PowerPoints that you've seen, are there any other don'ts that you can think of?
Okay, so you left some great comments last time. Tremendous, fantastic comments. Yeah. If you could do the same this time, that would be just wonderful.
Yeah, and we look forward to seeing those. And as always, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye, guys.